at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1999 in Cleveland, Ohio, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held their No Mercy pay-per-view, PPV, where China took home the Intercontinental title by beating Jeff Jarrett in a good housekeeping match where only household objects could be used. At one point, Jarrett hit China over the head with the Intercontinental belt and pinned China 1-2-3. Everyone thought Jarrett won, but the refs restarted the match because a belt wasn't a household item. Soon after, China hit Jarrett with a guitar, boink, to beat Jarrett. I don't know about you, but I have more belts than guitars in my house. In 1970 in Burlington, New Jersey, D'Lo Brown was born. In 2003 in Baltimore, Maryland, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, held their No Mercy pay-per-view, PPV, where Vince and Stephanie McMahon went head-to-head in an I Quit match. Vince said he would give up ownership of the WWE if he lost, and Stephanie said she would step down as the general manager, GM, of SmackDown if she lost. Stephanie lost and would not come back until 2005. Seems to be a lot of male versus female matches in the middle of October. Don't give my wife any ideas. I'm just kidding. And in 1996 in Indianapolis, Indiana, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held their 11th In Your House pay-per-view, PPV, where The Undertaker beat Mankind in a Buried Alive match. Undertaker used his finisher, the Tombstone Piledriver, then chokeslammed Mankind right into the grave where he shoveled dirt on him to win the match. But before he could completely cover Mankind in dirt, the Executioner showed up and hit Undertaker with a shovel and buried Taker completely with the help of the locker room. When everyone left, a bolt of lightning struck and the Undertaker's hand rose from the grave. A little electricity always brings things to life. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com/BashandBarb or visit BashandBarb.com for more.